step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The euphoric joy from Dr. John Forsythe was palpable. Freshly divorced, the 49-year-old father of seven had recently found love again and proposed to his new partner. Life seemed to be on the upswing as he enthusiastically embarked on a cryptocurrency venture alongside his brother. However, this idyllic scene was to be cruelly disrupted. Mere 3 days after his proposal, Forsythe exited his hospital shift in the heartland of the Missouri Ozarks, expressing his anticipation to see his fiancée soon, and this was the last time Forsythe was seen or heard from. 9 excruciating days of frantic searching came to a devastating conclusion on May 30th, when a kayaker discovered Forsythe's lifeless body floating in an Arkansas lake. An ominous precursor to this discovery was the finding of his car, unlocked and abandoned at a nearby aquatic center. Forsythe's personal belongings included his passport, wallet, 2 cell phones, laptop, and RV keys, all left undisturbed in the vehicle. A sharp contrast to Forsythe's promising future and his sudden inexplicable disappearance left his bereaved family in a state of profound shock and longing for answers. Forsythe's last recorded movements were captured on the morning of May 21st upon concluding a shift at Mercy Hospital in Cassville, scheduled a secluded town that deep within the Missouri Ozarks. Forsythe reached out to his fiancée. His text message, full of promise and plans, abruptly ceased, and he was later seen heading towards his RV that he often used for resting between shifts. The silence following these moments was deafening. Forsythe was known for his unyielding commitment to his profession, was later sighted on a surveillance video around 7:15 a.m. driving his black Infiniti into the parking lot of the Cassville Aquatic Center. The video also captured a white SUV pulling up near Forsythe's car, sparking some intrigue. However, after a few minutes, Forsythe was seen walking away from his car, and then his trail went cold. The alarm bell started to ring when Forsythe failed to turn up for his next shift. Been a beacon of reliability, his absence deeply alarming. For the entirety of his 15-year tenure at Mercy Hospital, Forsythe had never once skipped a shift. His colleagues, recognizing this discrepancy, reported him missing to the Cassville Police Department. In the days following his disappearance, a broad search operation was launched. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including the Missouri State Highway Patrol, conducted comprehensive searches covering a radius of 9 miles around the park. Despite the use of thermal imaging drones and canine dogs, no clues were found regarding Forsythe's whereabout. Parallelly, Forsythe's family created a Facebook page titled Find Dr. John Forsythe to raise awareness and seek help from the public. As the search stretched on, rumors and speculation began to swirl. Did Forsythe's recent divorce or the new cryptocurrency business hold any clues to this disappearance? Forsythe had been court-ordered to pay nearly $20,000 in child support and alimony to his ex following his divorce, but his brother, Richard, dismissed financial difficulties as a possible cause He also dismissed speculation linking his disappearance to the cryptocurrency business, despite acknowledging that an overseas associate had previously threatened revenge. The ordeal took a tragic climax on May 30th when a kayaker found Forsyth's body in a lake in Benton County in northwest Arkansas. Richard confirmed the heartbreaking news via a Facebook post. The cause of death, seemingly a gunshot wound, added another layer of mystery to this already baffling case of Dr. John Forsyth's abrupt disappearance and death. As the investigations continue, his grieving family and the community hold on to hope for clarity and closure, yearning to understand the circumstances surrounding this sudden cataclysmic shift in the life of Dr. John Forsyth. This is a very interesting story. I started hearing about it the other day. My fiance pointed it out, and my first reaction was, I think I've seen him before as a doctor.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm in Benton County in northwest Arkansas where they found the body, and I don't know where they found the body yet, but I have some suspicions as to the park that they're talking about in the aquatic center. I'm going to look into that. But it's, I swear I have a prescription bottle upstairs that he issued whatever it was to me a while back. I think he was not my primary care, but I think he was, you know, one of those filling in one day and I saw him for something. I don't remember what, but I swear to you, I've seen this doctor before. And I recognized him from the photos as well. That's just kind of creepy in itself. But this is a very bizarre, it almost has some of the notes of the disappearance of the woman at the Cecil Hotel. Remember that?
Yes.
Where the camera caught her acting kind of strange, and then she just goes off camera and never to be seen again alive. This kind of has that feel to it, where he's caught on a camera, white SUV shows up, but he doesn't get in, doesn't go away. That goes away, and then he's in his car, and eventually he walks off, you know, seen off the camera, and we don't know exactly what happened after that.
Did you see the detail? And I was reading this off of People magazine that back in February of 2022, he was previously a victim of a kidnapping.
Huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. This is according to People magazine. It said no police report was filed, but he was the victim of a kidnapping. The quote says it was cold. He was zip tied. He was made to feel very unsafe and taken on a car ride with some people to a bridge and was threatened, Richard told the outlet. So who is Richard here?
The brother, I believe.
Okay. So that's part of the story that from People magazine. So it looks like somebody's got a problem with him.
Well, that adds a new layer to this. Previously kidnapped. I mean, who in most of their life has ever said they've been kidnapped?
You know? Well, I have.
You have?
Yeah, my dad.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, that's, you know, that's different.
A little different, but yeah.
Technically it was. But yeah. How many people can actually say that? Not many.
Yeah. That's true. How interesting. I want to pull that up.
It says Richard did not speculate who he believed would be motivated to kill his brother. But boy, and no charges filed, no police report filed. What the hell's that about?
That doesn't make a lot of sense. If you were kidnapped, why would you not be?
It's not like it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So something is really a miss here, big time.
Something is definitely amiss here. And they don't believe that the death looked like foul play either with the gunshot. I mean, I don't know how that wouldn't possibly, I mean, unless you're just assuming it was a suicide, but he didn't seem to have any reason. He seemed very happy. Everyone said he had just gotten engaged. It was kind of like, it was a good point. I get it. I've been divorced and then you get engaged and life is back on track and it's a good time. It's not time that you're going to go and off yourself. But again, who knows what else is going on in the background.
But he doesn't seem to have, the people in his life aren't saying that he's been fighting demons or he, you know, yeah, he did go through a divorce and that can create some demons in your head.
Yeah.
But they're not saying that he ever suffered from depression. You know, if he had this dark cloud following him and maybe one day the cloud really got dark. But that's not what this sounds like. The morning he was texting his fiance, he said, I'll see you later. Or it doesn't add up.
There's no way he killed himself, is what his brother said. Many times he mentioned he might be in danger in February of 2022. Forsyth was kidnapped and released, according to his brother. It was cold. He was zip tied. He was made to feel very unsafe and taken on a car ride with some people to a bridge, and he was threatened. Exactly what you just said.
Yeah, and see, that to me, there's a problem here. This guy was targeted. There are some people who had an issue with him for whatever reason. What was it, medical? You know, that maybe he misdiagnosed something, or he wouldn't give somebody medication for something, or was it the cryptocurrency, or was it the divorce? But to me, it sounds like there's something else that's not being discussed here.
There's going to be some layers to this. I'd really like to know more about why he did not report that.
Yeah.
See if we can get an interview with Richard. That's your assignment. from this episode.
I'm on it.
There's a way to look him up. Because he spoke with Fox News and some other outlets. I'm sure there's a way we could find him. But that would be rather interesting. Wow. So that puts a whole new level on this of what possibly could have happened. It could be interesting to know why or what he was mixed up in that somebody decided to try and kidnap him.
Absolutely bizarre.
That happened last year, right?
Yeah, 22.
So not long ago. So if somebody is angry enough to kidnap you in February of 2022 and it's not resolved, I don't know. This is going to be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Horrible, horrible story, and very sad to see that they found him dead in the lake. But at least at some point, I mean, the family has his body back. I don't want to say they have resolution because they don't. They don't know how or why any of this happened, but it's obviously horribly unfortunate that he's dead. But to be able to have the body, I think try to find some sort of weird positive out of this. That's good. Rather than sitting there waiting, wondering, you know, without ever knowing, are they alive? Are they dead? It puts some closure to that, but there's going to be a long time that family's going to be seeking answers. Hopefully they can find some soon. There we go.
Yeah, just tragic.
Okay. So if you want to weigh in on this or any of the stories that we are talking about, you can certainly do so. A phone number is 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything we are talking about. I'm Tony Bruschi for Stacey. Stay with us.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No